let's introduce the original shark from Shark Tank, Mr. As Seen on TV, Kevin Harrington, and along with him, Mark Tim, who is the CEO of the Ziegler family, as in Zig Ziegler.
Listen in as celebrities and amazing people share how they use their influence to change the world. Dive into their stories and discover their passion to keep living a legacy.
All right, so today we got a whole tag team quad thing going on, so it's gonna be wild. But we've got two gentlemen that are known for coaching and mentoring. They just wrote a book. We're gonna get into that. But let's introduce the original shark from Shark Tank, Mr. As Seen on TV, Kevin Harrington, and along with him, Mark Tim, who is the CEO of the Ziegler family, as in Zig Ziegler, and serial entrepreneur and CEO of Most Valuable Biz in the World. And before we even get started, Mark, Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Eric and Neil. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so I love this question. I love this, just this whole discussion. But Mark, what is the most valuable business in the world and why?
Yeah, that's an easy question, because the most valuable business in the world is my family. There's no amount of money that I would take from my family. And I got to tell you, I didn't figure that out until just a few years ago. Thanks to the mentorship of Kevin Harrington and some important people in my life, I figured out that the most valuable business that I will ever own, ever operate, ever even be a part of was the one I was going home to, not the one I was going to. And then one day I stepped up and I became that CEO, and it's made all the difference to me, my family, my kids, my relationships. And it's a big part of the book that we wrote together, Mentor to Millions.
So Mark, how did you learn that from Kevin? And then Kevin can kind of go into it.
It was a driveway moment, I call it, because the book starts out, and it's spoiler alert here, our book, Mentor to Millions, the very beginning of it starts out, I pulled into my driveway, I stopped my car because I didn't want to go home. Now, the reasons for not wanting to go home are bankrupt, bad decisions. But for me, it was because I just crushed it that day. I had an amazing day as an entrepreneur, and I didn't want it to end. And I knew as soon as I got home, it'd be filled with chaos and confusion. And thankfully, I had some mentors in my life, like Kevin, like Zig, and they were teaching me all these things that I was using in business. And I realized that day I had it all wrong. What if everything Kevin was teaching me, I'm supposed to use at home? What if everything Zig Ziglar was teaching me, I'm supposed to use at home? All I did was start applying what I was learning from these guys at home, and I started getting the results at home like I was getting in business. And the bottom line wasn't financial, it was growth, it was impact. It was the impact that my family was having on the world. And I can tell you, the results have far exceeded anything I could ever imagine. And Kevin, as a mentor, he started seeing me showing up, bringing my kids with me to his house and to trips we were on. He's like, what's this guy doing? And I'm like, dude, I got this figured out. I'm taking everything you're teaching me, and I'm passing it on to them, and I'm applying it at home. He's seen the transformation in me over the last few years, and it's been a cool thing.
Well, you know, there's a famous philosopher, Shrek. And he says that ogres have layers and onions have layers, right? And you got to peel this stuff back. And so often we silo things to different areas of our life rather than seeing how the Lord uses them to influence every area, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Great analogy.
Now, Mark, you also, I read some about, you know, I saw SWAT, and I'm thinking of a SWAT team maybe needing to help you with your family, but This was a SWOT, right?
SWOT, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'm telling you right now, if you're good in business, you can be that good at home. Everything I learned from Kevin, I applied at home. We wrote this book, Mentor to Millions. It's chock full of amazing stories about Kevin's life and As Seen on TV and infomercials and about my life and business and failures and successes. But we end every chapter by taking whatever we learned for business and applying it to our most valuable business, which was at home. So I do a SWOT analysis in business. I did a SWOT analysis at home. I did the DIS personality profile for my team in business. Yeah. I did the DIS personality profile at home. My family got permission to be different. My daughter thought my son was weird. And then we did the DIS personality profile, and she just learned he's different. And so if you'll, I'm good at meetings in my business. I started doing meetings at home. And so everything you do in business, anything you learn from a mentor, you can also bring it home. I take pages of notes at masterminds for my business. I take pages of notes for my family. There's no such thing as family balance. That is a myth. Everybody's searching for this balance. It doesn't exist. It's work-life family integration. You can integrate work and life. You cannot balance it.
And I'll just add something to that. One of the amazing things for me, I had my first mentor in my life when I was 11 years old. It happened to be my father, Charlie, and that was at home also, right? My father, he was a bartender, and he saved up enough money to open up his own bar called Harrington's Irish Pub, and I started working inside his bars and restaurants then when I was 11 years old. And he would teach me the inner workings. I wasn't just washing dishes. He would pull me into his office and show me the accounts and the money flowing and the nightly receipts and his hiring practices and why he was going to fire somebody that he caught stealing and things like this. And it was an amazing thing for me at 11 years old to have somebody mentoring me to be an entrepreneur.
So that's so interesting you talk about that, Kevin, and say you learned those things from your father. And is that kind of when you said, this is something I want to do?
I saw my dad being successful, meeting all kinds of people. The mayor was, you know, in our restaurant, and we had all the police department would come in for dinner and hanging out. And I'm like, wow, he's making money. He's got great friends. I want to be an entrepreneur, because I was only making a dollar an hour at the time. And I said to my dad, when can I start making more money? And he said, I could pay you more by the hour, but he said, if you want to make real money, you've got to own your own business. I started when I was 15, a driveway sealing business when I was in high school. And he mentored me through that process. And then I started, when I got into college, I needed a full-time income because I had to pay for I'm one of six kids. And by the time I'm number four, my older sisters got their college paid for. But dad sat down with me and said, hey, you can earn an income. Go out and do it, because you're going to have to pay for your school, your tuition, your room and board, your insurance, your car, everything. It's quite expensive. So I started a full-time heating and air conditioning business when I was in college. So I had that push and that mentorship from my dad to do those things. And I was able to take it to the next step each time. And until I could get to the next mentor, and I could keep talking stories about the mentors I've had, but it's pretty amazing that mentors really made a difference for me. And that's why Mark and I wrote the book, Mentor to Millions.
So a couple questions for you. One would be, you know, based on having a mentor, I'm a huge, huge advocate, and I don't make a decision in life without seeking out specific mentors, pretty much without fail. One of the things that I caught from that is, you know, to be a good mentor, you really need to open up the curtain. That would be question number one, or just kind of going into that, because you're talking about how he's actually making decisions and he's talking through you. Here's the decision I made. Here's why I made that decision. Here's the impact that it makes on it. So just opening up your life. And then in your life, do you have different mentors for different things? Do you seek out multiple mentors at a time? How does it work?
Let me give you an example. I mean, when you talk about opening up the curtain. So I got into the Ascena TV business, and that whole story is real quick. I can just say that one day I'm watching TV and the channel I was watching went dark for 6 hours, and it was dark 6 hours a day every day. It was the Discovery Channel. And I called the cable company and they said, it's only an 18-hour a day channel. So I started putting products on television back in the early 80s. And I built that business, but I didn't have any capital. I started with, I had some capital that I had saved, tens of thousands of dollars as a young entrepreneur. I'd been successful, but I didn't have millions to run a business that was shipping Ginsu knives and Jack LaLanne juicers and Tony Little gazelles all around the world. So I went out and I tried to get financing, and I stopped with the five banks, and I thought, I got a great business. We're making profits. Right. I should be able to get financed. And one by one by one, no, not so nice. In many cases, get out of here. Don't come back. And you know, you're not ready. And so I found, I went out in search of a mentor, and we can talk about how do you get mentors in a second if you'd like, but I used my techniques of how to get a mentor and found a retired bank president who sat me down and said, look, I'm going to open the curtain for you. This is back to your story, right? I'm going to show you how to go get money. In fact, you got turned down by five banks. I'm going to get you $3 million from one of the banks that turned you down. And 90 days later, there it was. $3 million, we got it done. But I was part of that process of making it happen. And that was the first of many lines of credit we got. After that, we got a $10 million line from Chemical Bank in New York, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I've raised now hundreds and hundreds of millions and all that over the years. But it wasn't until I got that retired bank president as a finance mentor to help me. So yes, I have a finance mentor. I have legal mentors. I have personal finance mentors. Mark and I, we hang out, and he knows, he's seen, I have a speaking coach mentor, someone that makes sure that if I'm going to go speak, that I've got the latest and greatest in terms of getting up and delivering powerful content. So yeah, it's been a game changer for me.
And see, Mark, I'm going to listen to Mark, talk to Mark about this. I love that idea. What mentor story do you have?
Well, I mean, you first have to know that we were talking about it earlier, that we met. So Kevin and I, my first real mentor, he talks about his father, was Zig Ziglar. So outside of my family, Zig Ziglar is my mentor. When I say mentor, I mean, he found me on a stage and he said, son, he said, I want to pour into your life, but I need you to come to Dallas, Texas and be my guest at my Born to Win conference. And so I flew down to Dallas, Texas, had no idea what I was getting into. I'm 19 years old. He takes me out to dinner with his wife, the redhead. I spend the entire week with them, and he literally poured into my life. And that's when I saw the power of mentorship, when somebody is willing to share with you their wisdom, their experience. So when you find the right mentor, I'm here to tell you, here's what you got to do. You got to be their best student. You got to double down on everything they say. And I learned that at a young age, and it served me well coming forward. And so if it not for Zig Ziglar, Kevin Harrington also had Zig Ziglar as a mentor. So then Zig passes away. I lose my mentor. Kevin loses one of his mentors. We both reach out to the family, independent of each other. We don't even know each other. And we're talking to Tom and Julie Ziglar, the kids of Zig Ziglar. And they're talking to Kevin and talking to me. And they're like going, man, these two guys got to know each other. I can't believe they don't know each other. So they introduce us. And then we teamed up to make sure that the legacy of Zig Ziglar lives on forever so that Kevin's boys can know Zig Ziglar and my children can know Zig Ziglar. But in the process, we developed a respect for each other, a like for each other. And then it became very apparent that Kevin was put in my life, thanks to my mentor, Zig Ziglar, to be the mentor for my next phase of my life. Our book, Mentor to Millions, the millions is not money. It's about impact. Right. It's about the impact you can have. And the fastest way to impact millions of people is mentorship. Zig Ziglar passed away 7 years ago. He's now impacting millions of people through Kevin and I. That's the ripple effect of mentorship. That's the multiplication, exponential power of mentorship. This book, this conversation, this interview would not be possible if not for our mutual mentor, Zig Ziglar.
Wow, that's awesome. I want to hear your ideas on how to find a mentor. One of the things that I love, that I talk about a lot, and of course that we talk about today, is just living your legacy. Right? Not just leaving a legacy, but how are you using your influence today to live a legacy? And you guys are, that's exactly what your mission is, right? Your family, mentoring, coaching, investing in people, because that's what's going to last is people. So, you know, how do you find a mentor?
So I'll start on that one. And I have a simple technique. So here I was, young entrepreneur in his new business as seen on TV. Now, by the way, this is 10 years before Amazon. This is years before QVC. I told my mom, I'm quitting college because I'm going to be in the direct-to-the-consumer business. And she's like, no way. You're going to school. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a lawyer. Well, I have two older sisters. One married a doctor. One married a lawyer. I said, that makes me free to go do what I need to do. We've got the doctor and the lawyer and the family. But so I was in a business, I was a marketing guy, but I didn't know finance. So what I first did in my business, I said, okay, I've got a great business. I'm writing checks to accountants, to lawyers, to media companies, to phone centers, to fulfillment centers, lots of checks on a daily basis, weekly basis. Who do you write checks to? Oh, Mr. Accounting Firm, I need some help. I need a great financial help, somebody that can mentor me in finance. And so you just go out, like if you try to, when you try to get something for nothing, sometimes it doesn't happen. You're writing somebody a check because they're doing service for you. They have a relationship. They'd be happy to help you because the bigger you grow, the more business they're going to be able to do with you. So I start with the people that are in my inner circle, the people I'm doing business with, the people I'm writing checks to. They were gladly willing to refer to me some great names of people. And secondly, if that didn't get you who you're looking for, you go to your organizations, your personal organizations, your chambers of commerce, which I've always been a big networker. So I started my own networking club in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it was called the Fundraisers. And we raised money for Children's Hospital Cancer Research. And we had 800 members on the opening night of our kickoff of the Fundraisers. And this was a nonprofit group that had lots of folks and lots of high-level business people also. So, but chambers of commerce, there's lots of different clubs and organizations. I also was one of the original founders of the EO, the Entrepreneurs Organization. And EO has chapters in 155 cities around the world, over 60 countries, tens of thousands of members have been in EO over the years. And when you join EO, you actually get a mentoring group that comes in and mentors you on a monthly basis. It's really called the forum that they assign to you as a member of EO. So go to your organizations, your networks, your people, the people you write checks to. When you get through all of that, you should be able to find some really good folks to help you out in the mentoring part of the business.
So, Kevin, where would you say you go? Where areas you're not the strongest in business?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, I was a marketing guy. I had no problem. I mean, I was putting products on TV, but we were dealing with guys that knew the pitch to the product, but we still had to put some sales in there. And by the way, we came up with things like, but wait, there's more, because we had to come up with what I call an irresistible offer is part of giving a perfect pitch. So I knew how to pitch, how to close, how to sell, how to get orders. But now, how do I get inventory? How do I finance this? Okay. I mean, I was sitting with 40,000 orders and no cash to go get the inventory to fulfill the orders, okay? And this is why when I got, and I walk into banks and they're like, look, we don't finance inventory. We put money into places that are secure for us as a bank. But when I got the finance mentor that was a bank president formerly, he knew how to position that. And again, opened the curtain for me to walk through this whole process and go back to the same bank that turned me down that actually wrote the check for $3 million.
Wow, okay, I got it.
There's times in your life, and there will be people that invest in you in your life. So what are your thoughts on paid mentors versus non-paid, right? That dad wasn't paid, but that was huge. It changed your life. But there does come a time. So yeah, address that.
But Mark, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is there are paid mentors, there are unpaid mentors, but you know, in our life, you know, I'm not paying Kevin to be my mentor, but we decided that we liked each other enough that we're doing business together. And so, you know, so there are some people that more like on the coach's line or masterminds you might belong to that you might be seen as a paid mentorship, but really it doesn't matter paid or unpaid. What matters is, are you in alignment with this person? Is this somebody that can share with you openly? Is this someone that will listen to you and really understand what you're trying to get? Yes. And so, and one of the hardest parts that people have is just raising their hand and saying, I'm ready. I'm ready to be mentored. Kevin and I have a three-step process. If you want to impact millions, it goes like this. You've got to be willing to raise your hand to your inner circle and say, I'm ready. That inner circle may not be your mentor, but they know someone who will mentor you or who you need to talk to. So you find the right mentor. Step number two is you've got to be their best student. There's nothing more frustrating than a mentor like Kevin, and you don't implement, you don't follow through, you don't do what they tell you to do. And so they don't have time for that. Yeah. You've got to be their best student. And when you're their best student, they'll find more time for you. So find the right mentor, be their best student. And then the third thing is you have to take everything you've learned and teach it to someone else. You see this brick wall back here? Mentors give you the bricks, but they just, you just stack them up and anyone can knock them down. It, the concrete and the mortar comes when you teach someone else what you've learned. That's what turns it into an unbreakable wall, a foundation you can build your life and business on. So that's the real secret to mentorship success. You do those three things, step back, watch the fireworks, because you just lit the fuse and exciting things are about to happen in your life.
Wow, that's great advice. And I, when I listen to that and say, okay, teaching somebody else, that really brings a paying it forward. Because if you help someone else, teach them something else, some other opportunity is going to come your way because of doing that. Even if it doesn't, you're going to learn something from it. So, but again, it's about the giving. And that would you say that
Dave Ziegler is one of his greatest lines that I fell in love with was, you can get everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want.
Exactly.
That's what Mark and I have been doing, I think, all our lives. And certainly Zig Ziglar was the man that taught many people that lesson. Mm-hmm.
Great point.
How do you become a mentor, right? So what are some things that if somebody's like, I want to be a mentor,
I think first of all, you need to have some great experience in a certain area, right? So it's, you know, like when I was looking for a finance mentor, former bank president fit the bill, right? I mean, here's a guy that obviously he's been lending money for years and I'm having a hard time getting someone to lend me money. So let me bring him in and see if we can make it happen. So, I mean, I'll give you another example. A gentleman came in my office looking for help, and he was in the business of wholesaling goods to the U.S. government. And he would get to a certain level and then was having a hard time getting that signature from the right guy in the military. So he said, Kevin, I'm beside myself. I got great products and my business, I just can't grow it anymore. And I said, so what you need is somebody to help you get to the finish line. I live in Tampa, Florida, St. Pete, and MacDill Air Force Base is right here. And what do they have at MacDill? Are retired generals. So I said, let's go out to MacDill and ask them. And I literally took a tour, got the tour from the current generals. And I said, by the way, when you retired, or do you have retired generals here that might be interested, some still living there on the campus of MacDill? And he said, absolutely. He says, that's one of the business models that the generals, they've spent all their years serving in the military. Now they can serve in the private sector and make some money. Now, that's going to be a paid mentor, but we hired a gentleman named General Chip Deal. He retired several years sooner. He joined forces and just crushed it, opening up doors, walked us into some of the top people that were able to sign the dotted line to acquire goods from the client that came into us. So you just never know where and when, but sometimes you got to just think a little bit outside the box. Where do you find the right guy for the help you need?
And then it's when the idea comes, Kevin, because I know every day you're thinking about what's that next idea? What's that next opportunity? Then you have to go and lay it all out and see if you have the right team to implement it. And then see if you, and then reach out to your mentors or a new mentor that will help you so you can make that happen.
I mean, when I was in the As Seen on TV business, we were doing TV, radio, newspaper. Now, in the last 10 years, all of those have dropped by 50%. Viewership on television, readership in newspapers, okay? And here I am, the As Seen on TV guy. What am I going to do? Well, guess what? I got some mentors who gave me good advice that I said, I got to sell all that. I sold As Seen on TV, Inc., asseenontv.com. And what did I start doing? I reached out to Russell Brunson, who is a digital guru who started the ClickFunnels business. Yeah. But I reached out to Russell before he even started ClickFunnels. And I said, Russell, there's a new thing going on in this world and it's digital. I need help. And this is what we had to do because, I know Mark is very up to speed on the world of digital. This is our life now. So for the last 5 years, I've spent my focus in doing product launches on Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and YouTube and all the digital kind of opportunities out there because the world of TV, it's old, it's expensive. It's a few channels that went to millions and it cost millions to get that distribution Now it's millions of channels that go to a few.
So let me ask you another question. When it comes to mentoring, who should, not specific person, but who should you avoid if you're looking for a mentor? Like, what are some characteristics that you want to avoid?
Yeah, I can tackle that one, because here's the number one characteristic you need to avoid: someone who hasn't failed. Like, that's the misnomer. I mean, you want a mentor that's failed, and that's what I mean. Kevin jokes, but we went into this one presentation, and they were like, "Kevin, tell us about your biggest failure, and tell us about another failure." And pretty soon, Kevin looked around and goes, "Look, let's get this straight. You guys see me for my success. I've had $100 million businesses, but I bet I failed more than anybody in this room. Maybe more than all of you, because that's actually what defines real success. It's not that you fail. It's that you learn from every failure." We wrote a whole chapter in the book Mentor to Millions called Failure to Phoenix, because every time Kevin has failed, he gets up stronger. You want mentors that have failed. You also want mentors that realize that we were given 2 ears and 1 mouth. Mentors listen. They don't just talk. They don't just tell you, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do. They find out what you're about, what you're trying to accomplish. They hear you, and then they breathe wisdom and breathe their expertise into you. So I would say those are the two most important factors: are find someone that's failed, because if they haven't failed, if they're a one-hit wonder, they only know one way to do it. Kevin, he can look around the corner because he's had plenty of experiences to know this works and this doesn't work. Let me tell you about this failure. I mean, almost half the stories in the book are about failures, not about successes, because we learn more from our failures than we do our successes. And so that's the reason that Kevin has $200 million businesses, because he had enough failures to build on to know what it looked like to succeed, and then when to hit the gas and when to hit the brake. That's the kind of mentor you want.
One last thing I'll add to that. I like also a mentor that's had exits. So because at the end of the day, what is entrepreneurship all about? It's building a business and being able to have a successful financial situation, right? Which means maybe you take some chips off the table and sell that company at some point. I've been involved with dozens of exits, and that to me is critical, that somebody, because if somebody like on Shark Tank, I want your people want me to invest in their private company. If they keep it private forever and they never want to sell, there may never be an exit. There may never be a way to get my money back. So I think it's important that an entrepreneur takes a look at with the end in mind from the very beginning. Do you want to have an exit? And if so, get a good mentor that's had exits in the past.
Great.
When it's all said and done, what's the legacy that you want to leave behind? Yeah, it could be work, family, faith. What is that? What's the message that you want to leave behind?
Mark, you want to take it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know for me, it's very simple. And that is, I want to leave behind the legacy that the most valuable business that I will ever own, ever operate, ever even have a chance to work in was the one I was going home to, not the one I went to. And I want that legacy to ripple across all entrepreneurs, because do you know what most entrepreneurs tell me? They became an entrepreneur so they could be the father, the mother, they could be the parent, they could be the husband, the wife that they were put on this earth to be. But then business starts competing with that, and they start getting frustrated. And sometimes it can absolutely destroy a marriage and a family. And I want people to see that they can have both, that it can be integrated, and that when they decide to bring their family, their best and their first instead of their last and their least, everything in their life gets better. Not just their home life, but that flows through to their work life. So if I have to spend the rest of my life sharing that message to the world, I'm happy to do it, because I got it wrong far longer than I got it right. I got it right just in time, and I know the difference, and I want other people to not have to learn from my mistakes.
And I think that's fantastic. And our book focuses a lot about family. I'm the same way. I have a beautiful family, 2 kids and a wife. And for example, all the deals that I do, I bring my kids into the deals. If I'm getting involved in a new company, a public company, they get stock. I want them to learn. I'm doing things now for my kids, my grandkids, for the legacy that I want to leave, that, the book is called Mentor to Millions. It's not millions of dollars. It's about the impact that we've had as entrepreneurs. And I I hope that my legacy is that I've impacted millions of people in not asking for anything back. I want to help people. I want to help my kids. I want to help my family. I want to leave that to the world.
Awesome. Where can
we
get
the book? It doesn't get any better.
Yeah, so where
get
can we
the book. You go to, yeah. I'll tell you what, how many of you would like to have Kevin, the original shark from Shark Tank, as a mentor? If you do, go to Kevin Mentor. So we're gonna make the book available at kevinmentor.com. And the reason we're doing that is because we'll send you to Amazon or Barnes & Noble when you go to that link, but then you come back and show us you bought it, and Kevin and I will give you 30 days of mentorship. Because oftentimes, people just need a start. So if you had a shark from Shark Tank, a serial entrepreneur, his mentee, as your mentor, after 30 days, you'll have the habit of mentorship, and you'll have no problem going out and asking for mentorship and even becoming a mentor. So kevinmentor.com.
What an offer.
There's more. Call now, and you not only get the book, you get 30 days of mentoring.
More. You got it, Eric.
Wait, there's more.
He's got way more TV, Eric.
Thank you.
Neil,
thanks,
Eric, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys. You guys. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for another amazing episode of Living a Legacy.